So can you just briefly tell you what organization you represent and the motive why you are here today in the streets of Copenhagen?
My name's Kevin Smith. I'm here with Climate Justice Action, and we're here marching with the System Change, Not Climate Change block, because we believe that very radical changes are necessary to our political and economic systems if we're going to successfully deal with the climate crisis.
What is your concrete criticism of the conference taking place right now?
Well, any deal that they come up with that's going to be based around mechanisms of carbon trading and carbon offsetting isn't going to be effective. We've already seen through the European emissions trading scheme that carbon trading isn't working. Emissions aren't going down, and at the same time, they're making large amounts of money for very small amounts of people. It's proving to be another tool of capital accumulation. At the same time, a lot of southern communities are having these very bad projects inflicted on them as carbon offsets through the clean development mechanism. And that's been done so that we can keep polluting in the north, so our companies and countries can carry on burning more fossil fuels. And to us, we see this as being carbon colonialism. It's treating carbon emissions reductions in the south as a new colonial commodity that can be extracted and exported to northern countries for our benefit.
And what would be the real alternative to that system then?
And the real alternative to carbon trading is simply to not do it. We need to make domestic emissions reductions in Western countries without trying to export the problem somewhere else. And we've got historical responsibility for having created climate change through the process of industrialization, from the fact that our lifestyles and our industrial processes have actually created the problem of climate change. But not only do we need to make the big emissions reductions, we also need to make substantial payments to southern countries because of the ecological debt that we've incurred through having created the problem.
Now, more on a personal level, how do you feel about the mood currently here in the streets of Copenhagen?
The mood on the march at the moment is, in some ways, I mean, it's a march. It's not the most exciting political thing ever. On the other hand, I've been coming to these kind of climate marches for the best part of 10 years. And the larger political analysis or the articulation of what people are saying is in a much stronger place now than it ever has done. There's a real emphasis on the whole march for climate justice. And you've had Friends of the Earth, which is a big kind of liberal NGO on the stage saying, you know, no offsetting, no carbon trading, and making very much stronger statements about the false solutions, these market-based mechanisms. So it might all be too little too late, but at least we seem to be making stronger mass statements about the politics of climate change and the power relations.
Thank you.